This pandemic has brought on a whole new meaning to the word home. It was a place to eat and sleep, and, you know, you'd leave it periodically. Now it is the place, it's almost the only place for everything, eat, sleep, work, everything. So how has this affected the millennials in particular and their outlook on home ownership? Monique Johnson is lead real estate representative at Your Happy Realtor. She is also the creator of Newly Listed Toronto, and she joins me now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. How are you doing today?
How has the pandemic impacted millennials and their outlook on home buying? Are they like, get me out of this rental apartment with roommates? No!
Well, the pandemic has been a game changer, okay? With millennials, there's already an undercurrent in their mindset of how can they achieve financial independence the fastest way possible. Okay. Millennials are of the mindset is that they don't want to stay in jobs for 30 years, pay off a mortgage on a single home. They want to grow wealth for their own freedom so that they can live the lives they want with minimal restrictions. Okay. So that combined with, you know, super low interest rates and the environment they're in, they are jumping in with urgency.
I am very skeptical of the condominium market in major urban centers, particularly in Toronto, which is the city that I live in. And that is a market in which, you know, first-time homebuyers often participate because it's cheaper and it's urban and all that. Listings have doubled. Volume has fallen by almost 9% in the month of October. How might those declines affect the millennials' outlook?
So in terms of the declining condo market in the core, I do agree with you. I am skeptical as well. However, for some millennials, they're seeing it as opportunity. They understand that the pandemic has affected the condo market in terms of there's lack of travel, lack of Airbnb, lack of immigration that was a driving force with the condo market, and that is no longer. Prices are dropping, right? And active listings are up 155%. Okay. That is like staggering. So millennials are seeing that they can jump in now and they can get in for a lower price, which is rare in the core. And they understand that, you know, with the news of a vaccine, the fact that the government is opening their borders to, you know, over a million immigrants over the next 3 years, there's going to be a turn in the market eventually. So they're paying attention to that news and they're making wise decisions based on that.
Now, there are those who are considering moving outside of the core, whether it's the core in Toronto or Calgary or Vancouver or whatever, wherever you happen to live. What are you noticing? I mean, millennials don't necessarily have a partner. They don't necessarily have a kid. How are they thinking about that move to the pastoral lands of the Outer Hebrides?
So many of the millennials that I have been working with, they are cooped up in their condos. They're renting. They're paying anywhere from $25,000 to $3,000 a month for their rent. And some of them are okay with walking away from their leases and losing money on their leases in order to be able to purchase
really?
In the suburbs. Yes, yes, I'm seeing that more and more. So they are open to it. Some of them work in industries where they are bound to working from home indefinitely. They are seeing that that's their foreseeable future right now, and they want to make a change immediately. So millennials are savvy. They understand that, you know, if they can afford a home in the suburbs, that, you know, would equate the same payment for a mortgage that they are paying in rent right now in the core, make that move to the suburbs. And then what they're doing as well, they're finding properties that have rental suites in them. So they're offsetting their mortgage even more.
You've said that you've got the youngest clients of your career right now. So I can imagine that there is a different way that they shop for homes because they are digital natives. They are on realtors.ca every 14 seconds. How do you work as their partner in a way that is different than if you were helping a baby boomer, for example, find a home?
So how a millennial client differs from a baby boomer, millennials are looking to make as much money in the shortest amount of time. Whereas baby boomers, they're more looking at lifestyle. So baby boomers are buying with lifestyle in mind. So they're thinking about location. They're thinking about having land. They're thinking about perhaps even moving into the city. While millennials are looking to capitalize on the opportunity to make as much money as possible. So they are open to moving out of the city core into suburbs where they can rent portions of their home while they live on the main level or in the basement. And what they're doing is property has increases in equity year to year, right? They are refinancing their homes and buying new ones. Okay. So I have a client right now that I'm working with. They moved from the city into the suburbs. And this was 9 months ago. They called me last week saying they're ready to purchase their next home because they're trying to build their portfolio in a short amount of time.
It has been an unprecedented decade for real estate. Not everywhere, but in most parts of the country. And I think the reality is that interest rates cannot fall that much further. People's incomes are not increasing to the extent that prices are increasing. What is the note of caution that we need to strike with millennials who have never lived through a housing correction and who have probably never lived through a recession? How do you, I mean, you're in a tough spot because you want them to buy a house or sell a house and you get to earn the commission from that. But certainly there needs to be a note of caution here somewhere.
Right. So I always advise they should buy what they can afford. And I also advise that they should perhaps partner with other people so that they're not covering the costs of carrying a home by themselves. I also advise clients to look into buying properties where they can rent out a portion of it so they're not stuck should interest rates increase and they can afford their lifestyle. So it's really about buying where they can afford and making sure that they are in a situation where, you know, if they lose their job or if interest rates spike, they're able to maintain their payments.
Yeah. Interesting game. Boy, I'm glad I'm not a millennial.
Yeah. Well, they're very savvy. They get it. And, you know, I must say I'm proud. I am a millennial myself. And just to see that my peers are getting the fact that, you know, real estate is a safe investment. It has proven that they're not afraid to jump in.
Right. See, there's where your millennial-ness just bloomed in full sight because you were not around for the housing cratering of the late 80s or the 18% interest rates. Not to say that right. Those things are going to happen, but people with a longer term sense of history would tell you that real estate is not 100% safe. It certainly has been a great decade, but history's longer than a decade, isn't it?
Right, right. My parents they remind me of that time. But, you know, the millennials today, they're looking at the trends and they look at what the government is implementing, the policies that they're putting in place to kind of safeguard those kinds of massive corrections that have happened in the past. And, you know, I think the government has learned their lesson, perhaps, in how to safeguard interest rates so that we don't have that kind of massive correction.
Interesting. Well, we will watch with interest. Monique, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Monique Johnson is a real estate representative at Your Happy Realtor and creator of Newly Listed Toronto.